The ugly American has long been a prototype, loud, boorish, and insensitive to the culture of others. Now Madhu Raju has become the epitome of the ugly Indian abroad on the internet. This is Sandeep Roy. Raju, an Indian origin engineer in the USA, went viral much to his own detriment when he made a reel with a woman dancing at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Now the race for viral fame on social media has landed an Indian origin man in trouble in the United States. A video showing him dancing at the National World War II Memorial has sparked widespread outrage online and may now even impact his immigration status.
The internet slammed him for disrespecting the ambience of a war memorial, that too in a time when the US was at war in Iran. Latest reports suggest Raju, an engineer, might be deported if he's found to have been making money off his dance studio in Dallas alongside his IT job, something not allowed on his H-1B visa. The video provoked sharp reactions. At a time when the US has been cracking down on immigrants, this seemed like an act of provocation. To disrespect the sanctity of a war memorial in one's host country, an act both foolish and foolhardy. But others dug out videos of Americans doing similar things and asked whether the backlash on Raju wasn't just racist. For example, it was two American brothers who were arrested in Thailand in 2017 for deciding to take a butt selfie at the Wat Arun Temple in Bangkok. At least Raju and his companion kept their clothes on. Raju, who deleted his social media profiles, has not explained why he chose the war memorial for his reel, but it's hard to believe he could have been unaware of the significance of his locale. What's actually more significant is he wasn't just dancing. He was apparently doing something called the Don't Rush Dance Challenge on TikTok. This story isn't really about the ugly Indian abroad. It's about the desperation to go viral on social media. The war memorial becomes just a backdrop, nothing more. In fact, the more unlikely the backdrop, the more the chances a reel has to stand out from the pack and thus go viral. It's social media's version of shock and awe. Recently, I went to the Alipur Museum in Kolkata, which used to be a prison. It features cells that housed Indian freedom fighters. It also still has the gallows where freedom fighters were hanged. But soon the gallows had to be placed out of bounds from visitors because too many were sticking their heads in the noose and making funny reels. We clearly live in a world where everything has become fodder for clickbait content. As the Iran war erupted recently, I noticed a slew of memes poking fun at the events in the Middle East, including the assassination of Ayatollah Khamenei. At first, I was rather impressed at the speed with which people came up with those memes. There have been Lego recreations of the compound being destroyed and Khamenei as an action figure. The White House itself posted videos using jokes from Top Gun and Dragon Ball Z with the caption, "Wake up, Daddy's home," as if what was happening in Iran was a video game rather than a war. But as they kept coming, it made me wonder about the memification of the news. One doesn't have to be a fan of the Ayatollah, but is the assassination of the top religious leader of a country really the subject of memes? In a short attention span world, we don't have time to read a real analysis of the implications of the attack on Iran, the tangled history of US meddling in Iranian affairs that led to the Ayatollah's coming to power in the first place. And the irony of the son of the late Shah of Iran being portrayed as some kind of harbinger of democracy when his father's secret police was notorious for its brutal crushing of dissidents. But such analysis consumes time. A meme is time pass. At one time, we complained that people didn't want to read in-depth stories. News had to be compressed into a paragraph or less, maybe just into a headline. But now, not even that. News must be turned into a meme. News is just fodder for memes. But perhaps that is the point. In a world that seems to be spinning out of control, The meme might be our coping strategy. We are not really laughing at what's happening, but at our own helplessness. As one popular meme during the Iran war shows, we are being encouraged to sip our sodas with soggy paper straws to save the planet, while the leaders of the world seem to not care about destroying it. This is Sandeep Roy for KALW.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. Like I go crunch, grab and bite. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, fizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Blam the trash, man it's so tough.
Alright yo, put the belly on the body, make a clutch. Seen her watch, now she wanna give crutch. Boy got peas, now she hopping in the pod. Man, a real life sugar gal, I might forget what. When she want dark, told her meet me at the top. Switching.